AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Former FBI Director James Comey was charged with lying to Congress in a criminal case filed days after President Donald Trump appeared to urge his attorney general to prosecute Comey and other perceived political enemies. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the president says he'll be imposing more tariffs next week.
President Trump has announced a flight of new import taxes, 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks. They're all to start October 1st. The pharmaceutical tariffs came as a shock, as Trump previously suggested they would be phased in over time. However, he did say they will not apply to companies that are building manufacturing plants in the U.S., defining that as either breaking ground or being under construction. He declared the tariffs on kitchen cabinets and sofas were needed for national security reasons, with foreign manufacturers flooding the U.S. with their products. As for foreign-made trucks, Trump says domestic producers are being hurt and need to be defended. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A New Zealand jury has convicted a man of murder and arson for setting the fire at the boarding house where he lived and killed five fellow tenants.
The jury at the High Court in Wellington reached the murder and arson verdicts against Esarona David Lologa after less than 3 days of deliberations. Rejecting the defense of insanity argued by his lawyers, Lologa had been granted name suppression throughout the five-week trial, but the order was lifted when he was convicted. Prosecutors accepted Lologa had schizophrenia when he twice set fires inside his 92-bed hostel over one night in May 2023. They said, though, he lit the fatal blaze not because of his mental illness, but because he wanted to seek a transfer to other accommodation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. President Trump met with a potential key player in talks on Ukraine.
The president of Turkey visited the White House. President Trump signaled to Recep Erdogan he might soon lift a hold on sales of advanced fighter jets to Turkey.
And I think he'll be successful with buying the things he'd like to buy.
The president wants things from Turkey.
I'd like to have him stop buying any oil from Russia while Russia continues his rampage.
The president also thinks Erdogan could have a big influence in ending the Ukraine war. He's disappointed with Vladimir Putin.
I'm not going to ever call anybody a paper tiger, but Russia spent millions and millions of dollars in bombs, missiles, ammunition, and lives, their lives, and they've gained virtually no land.
President Trump also sees Erdogan as a critical partner and credible intermediary in his effort to find an end to the war in Gaza. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Paya Panjwani, AP News.